Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wrapping up here, we're talking a little NFL. Club 1080 coming up next. You asked me the question, because we were talking, I think one of the beauty parts about football is going into every season, there's always interesting storylines. Always. And I think there's just more so than any other league. I think when you go into NBA seasons, for the most part, dude, we talk about three teams. You know, maybe four. And of course, you know, this year it's been kind of turned on its head a little bit, and the playoffs have been very interesting. But what did we say going even into the playoffs? We're like, yawn. Cleveland, Boston, you know, one of those two, and then out west, you know, the West was a little more intriguing. Well, here we are with the Final Four that no one saw coming. But at the start of the season, no one was talking about any of these teams. Nobody. I mean, God, going into the playoffs, no one was really talking about much of this other than Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City had some buzz, obviously, because they were the number one. But the NFL, you know, there's just, I would make the defending Super Bowl champs, Philadelphia, probably get talked about less than anybody. I mean, we just kind of know, hey, Philadelphia is good. We put them over here. They're going to get less headlines than just about every team in the NFL.
Eagles, but, Chiefs, you'll be there this postseason. But other than that,
yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
But you asked, is there a team that I think I'm not interested in at all?
There's no storyline. There's no intrigue.
To me, there is.
Right.
And that is the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, I thought you meant to me there is no team.
No, there is.
There is. The Miami Dolphins.
The Dolphins.
Wow.
I think that is the most boring team in the NFL. There's just, because I can go through, you mentioned Cleveland's going to suck. And people, and I think Cleveland to me is uninteresting, but we're going to create it because we're going to do the Shedeur Sanders thing, which is the most ridiculous thing in the world. That,
or the Dylan Gabriel thing.
Exactly. You got a fifth and a third round quarterback. And by the way, Joe Flacco is going to be the starter. And we're going to try to make this something that it's not. Cleveland sucks. Flacco's the starter. And so I don't have any interest in Cleveland, but there will be generated interest because people are going to talk about him. I love that we're trying to make a fifth round pick out to be a franchise quarterback.
And you're sleeping on Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, good luck with that, Cleveland. So Cleveland's uninteresting, but there will be. I find, you know, Indianapolis to me isn't that interesting, but Anthony Richardson will be something that you have to watch because I think it's a make it or break it year for him. Vegas, Pete Carroll, new turnover.
I think they're fascinating.
Exactly.
Geno Smith, Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah, like, that's the entire NFC East, I could make the argument that the Giants, to me, whatever. I think Dable is going to get fired after this year. They don't have a savior on that team.
Can I say the Jets?
You could say the Jets.
What do they got going on?
Yeah, Justin Fields. But to me, the Dolphins, and this is why the Dolphins to me are the number one, I don't give an F about them. Because the Dolphins at their best with Tua, right? They're the definition of a paper tiger. They can't beat anyone of any substance. Their entire roster is made of paper mache. They just sling the ball around, and McDaniel is a pretty smart offensive guy, but they don't have any sort of toughness to their run game. It is the definition of one-dimensional. They can't win on the road. They can't win in cold weather. So even at their very best, They score a lot of points against bad teams. They win 10 games or 11 games. They get into the postseason, yeah. And then they fold like a pair of twos.
I literally, as you were talking, were like, so 10 and 7. Before you said 10, I was like, 10 and 7, and they lose in the first or second round.
Well, that was their calling card last year, right? Was that they beat all the teams they're supposed to beat, and they lose to none of the teams that they're supposed to lose. Or they beat none of the teams they're supposed to beat.
Right. That's who they are. They're smack dab in the middle as the most predictable team in the league in a lot of ways.
Have you ever seen, like, the kit car? Like, where it someone will take, like, a Toyota Celica, and then they put, like, a Lamborghini body kit on it.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the Miami Dolphins. They look like a Lamborghini. And we're like, oh, they got running backs that can take it the distance, and they got Waddle, and they got Tyreek Hill, and Tua's numbers are good. When Tua's healthy, Tua has MVP-like numbers.
He has to, though.
There's just no teeth to that team whatsoever. Yeah, yeah. They're completely constrained. And there's no storyline. If I went this entire season and I had to pick one team that you said you're not going to see a game out of them, I would pick them.
I think that's fair.
Because even the bad teams, right? The Saints are going to suck, but at least I could say, all right, let's see what Tyler Shuck has.
Sure.
Right? For whatever reason, they passed on Shadur. They didn't move up for Jackson Dart. So I guess I'll see what Tyler Shuck has.
Okay.
The entire NFC West, I think there's worth watching. NFC North, every team in there is interesting. That may be the most interesting division.
Agreed.
Bears, Packers, Vikings, Lions.
Yeah. There's something with all those teams.
Yes. The Giants, yeah. I would say I don't have any interest in, but if Jackson Dart ends up being the starter, there's something to watch there. The entire AFC West, fascinating. I think that's the other conference that I think is pretty sexy and interesting. AFC South, ick, but I still have the number one pick, Cam Ward. You mentioned Trevor Lawrence. I think it's a big year for Trevor Lawrence. And so that leads me, it's either the Cleveland Browns or it's the Miami Dolphins. If I had to pick a team to say you just erase them from existence, I don't get to watch them, I don't get to talk about them, you could eliminate Cleveland and Miami, and my football life would be complete if they were just erased from my season.
I think that's fair. I like Mike McDaniel, obviously coming from San Francisco. I do think this is a make or break year for him. I do think if you're offensive minded and you're an offensive minded football fan and that's what you're coming to see, watching them can be a lot of fun. That's kind of not who you are as a football fan.
I'm not.
You're not interested in 41 to 34. Well, if it's not quality play, it's bad defense.
Yes. And that's like what
that's,
it is.
That's not
because they don't do it against real teams.
Right.
And we do
But
this
I think
all
some
the time
people
in,
do like
We
that.
Do it all the time in the NFL where we look at a team that they'll be like 9-6 at the time, or they get to 10 or 11 wins and we're like, oh, and I say this every year, who have they beat?
Yeah.
And you can look down the schedule. I do not I same way in college football. You can go and you can play in a crappy ass conference and you can win 9 to 10 games beating no one of substance. Like, you'll get a team in college football that'll be 7 or 8-0, and you can look at them and be like, we know nothing about them other than they're better than the bad teams.
Yeah, there was a year where Mississippi State and Ole Miss were like 1-2 in the nation.
Yeah.
And they just hadn't played. The rest of each of their schedules was like Alabama, LSU. You know what I mean? They had all their good Florida, Georgia, and they all lost then 4 or 5 in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
NFL, yeah. Like, despite all the parity, it's like that. I don't care what you do against bad teams. Chip Kelly's offenses in the NFL were great against bad teams.
Yes.
And then they played real teams. And I think this, to me, is a little bit what Miami has built is the Chip Kelly era in Philadelphia. You're going to win 10 games. You're going to get your quarterback paid. You're going to get Tua and Nick Foles got a lot of money because of their head coaches and their schemes. But when you play real defenses that actually like know what they're doing and you're not going to confuse them with your one trick pony, all of a sudden you look at it and you're like, oh my God, this team looks terrible. Why? Well, they played a real team.
Can I throw in one more that might surprise people?
Yeah.
That I just could erase. And you didn't mention them. And I think you didn't mention them because we just assume because of the franchise, they're interesting. Mm-hmm.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What if the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing either the Dolphins or the Browns on any given week? Would you care at all? I like Mike Tomlin. Would you care at all?
Look.
What's their quarterback situation? All they did was trade one head case wide receiver for another. Their offense is boring.
That's good.
The Steelers are the least interesting they've ever been. Right now. And that's weird because they're the Steelers.
They haven't been interested in a while.
But they're at least a grinded out good team.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. If you took the logo off of one side of their helmet, it's only on one side.
Right.
And that was just a generic team, that's a good argument. The saving grace for the Steelers is
they're the Steelers.
They're the Steelers.
Yeah.
But you're right. That it's the same. Everything I said about Miami, minus the offensive kind of brilliance and being able to put up a lot of
points.
Oh,
they're the Browns right now. That's too similar to the Browns. TJ Watt is Miles Garrett.
Yeah.
And then what do you have?
I didn't even think about that because you're right. Like, it's funny because I was even looking at
because they're the Steelers.
I was looking at standings.
Yeah.
And I was literally just going through like conference by conference. And I got to the AFC North and you're like, oh yeah, AFC North is fine. Like throw out Cleveland.
The Browns are gross, but
yeah. The Browns are gross, but like, I'm like, oh yeah, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. And then you're like, oh yeah, no. And God forbid if it's Mason Rudolph.
Right.
Yuck.
I mean,
that's a valid point.
They're a walking Thursday night game.
didn't even think about it, but that is that's kind of terrible. If you're a Steeler fan, that hurts to hear, but it's probably true.
Yeah.
You would assume that the Rodgers thing's going to happen, though, right? They can't do Mason Rudolph.
But does that make you, doesn't that make you even less likely to watch him? Because it's Aaron Rodgers?
It makes you more. It's a clown circus, but it's a, people go and see circus. It's the Shadur Sanders. Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch. If it's Joe Flacco, there's no reason to watch the Cleveland Browns. If it's Shadur Sanders, there is. Doesn't mean it's better, but you watch. If it's Mason Rudolph, there's no reason to watch. If it's Aaron Rodgers, one, Aaron Rodgers, to the back half of the Jet season, he wasn't terrible.
No, he wasn't. He was better than a lot of people realize.
And you can still hate watch it. Yeah. And hate watching is still watching.
Yeah, I will not be watching the Steelers and the Jets, and I won't be watching the Browns and the Dolphins. Any of those matchups that
there will
that
be Steelers
happen,
games that my TV will be allergic to. All right, Club 1080 coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.